You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. It's Malia back for another episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama.
Hi, Malia. Today, I'm excited to learn all about the Mural Trail. Can you give us a little introduction about that and tell us what that even is?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've probably noticed in a lot of cities around where you live, there's all these beautiful murals that are popping up everywhere. They've just become all the rage now. And the state of Alabama had started an Alabama Mural Trail. And so we thought, hey, we need our own North Alabama Mural Trail. So we got together with a photographer and our communities and everything and just got them to send us locations, and we went out and got pictures of all these amazing murals, and we've created a North Alabama Mural Trail.
Wow, that's awesome and such a creative idea, and awesome that you noticed that that was kind of popping up in your community.
Yeah.
So how many murals are there on the trail?
Currently, there's 125, but we are adding more as we speak. There was a new one that went up in a community, I guess about a week ago. So they're still popping up everywhere.
That's great. And it's over several counties, is that right?
Yes, 16.
Awesome. So obviously you wouldn't be able to travel to all of those in one day. How many do you think you can get through in one day?
Let's see. In one day, you could probably tackle like all of the ones in Huntsville, maybe all of the ones in, you know, a larger place. But yeah, it's going to take you a while to get all 125 of them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Awesome. It'd be fun trying though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm sure some people have tried. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool. So when did it actually officially become the North Alabama Mural Trail? I know you kind of explained that a little bit already, but tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, we officially launched our trail back the last week of September, so it's fairly brand new.
Wow, yeah, that is new. Well, tell us a little bit kind of about some of these murals. I'm sure a lot of them tell stories.
Oh, yeah. And there are so many that I didn't even know about that are all over the place that I have yet to see, but they are on my list. There's one really cool place in Oneonta, and the Oneonta Business Association got together and created this art walk. And there's 16 murals in this very narrow alley in their downtown area. They're very vibrant, bright colors. Some of them are just as simple as, you know, be kind. Some of them have some spiritual meaning. And what I thought was really cool about the Oneonta Art Alley is that way back in the day, it used to be a walkway where they loaded up cattle. So there's a cattle mural to come to kind of commemorate that city's heritage. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's very unique.
There's another really neat place in Athens, and it's called Athens Merchant Alley. And what is so cool is they've got all of these brightly colored doors throughout the alley, and you open the door, and instead of it leading to the inside of a building or whatever, it opens up to a mural. And I think that is just the most creative idea to display the murals, and it's along this like narrow alley as well in downtown Athens. And it's really cool. And there's a mural there called Play in the Sound of the Wind. And it was created, we talked last week about the Old Time Fiddlers Convention, about being a real big fall festival and just this huge convention for fiddlers in Athens. And it actually does pay respect to this annual festival. And it was done by a guy named Adam Stevenson. And I love his reason for creating this mural. He talked about how his parents fell in love while they were singing together in a rock band, that his grandparents traveled the U.S. performing in a country band, and his grandfather even was fortunate enough to host the Grand Ole Opry on a few occasions with Dolly Parton. And so he has this whole musical history in his family. And so he created this mural as just an opportunity to honor that. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's a picture of a fiddle, and it's very striking.
That's so unique. And I honestly love the stories behind the murals because I feel like there has to be a story or a reason that they're painting it with those colors or those shapes or anything. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. And there are several in Huntsville that have some significant meaning. And the most recent mural that was created in Huntsville is this, goodness, it's probably 2-3 story tall mural that has this beautiful little girl and she's pouring a water can and there's flowers and everything coming out of it. And it is to commemorate the 19th Amendment with women's right to vote. And so that one has a lot of historic meaning behind it as well.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Chasing Art Project in Decatur.
Oh, yeah. This is a project that started a couple of years ago, and there's a Decatur resident, Glenn Mitchell, who got this together. She just wanted to see more beautiful art in Decatur. And there's one that it probably gets the most play around here in ads and everything because it's this gorgeous horse. And it was created by Michael McFeeters. And it honors a man named Jimmy Yellow Horse Webster. And he was a prominent Native American activist in Decatur. And he was very active in his Cherokee culture and the Native American community throughout the whole country. So he had created this like dojo in Decatur. And this was back in the early 70s that he created this. And it's still going today. There's still classes where kids can go and learn to, you know, learn karate and everything. And this mural is just absolutely amazing.
Great. Well, that's such another unique mural. I feel like every county, I don't know if are all these in different counties that you've explained so far, because I feel like they all are kind of telling their own story, maybe unique to the county a little bit. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Aniana is in Blount County, and then Huntsville is in Madison County. And then the one I just talked about, the horse is in Morgan County. So yeah, they're in Limestone County is the Sound of the Wind. So they're all in different areas.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about that alley in Florence.
Yeah, this alley in Florence, it started off as just being graffiti, and the city tried to discourage it to keep people from spray painting and creating art through there. But then they finally started embracing it and encouraging people to create art down this alley. And there's actually some cute little murals that spray painted down through there. So I love how the city took something that they really weren't happy with, but made it into a positive after all.
Yeah, that's great. And I feel like, honestly, just North Alabama in general has just embraced this beauty, whether it's through the murals or I guess what started out as graffiti. So that's really great.
Yeah.
Tell me about how many murals you think that you've seen or been to.
Oh, goodness. I've seen a lot of the ones in Huntsville, and I've seen, of course, all of them in Decatur because I do live and work in Decatur. So maybe I've seen 20-something so far, which is nowhere near completing the list. So I've got to get out there.
Yeah, you got to go travel around a little, huh, to see
them
all.
I know.
Make a little trip out of it. Is there one that's been your favorite that you've seen?
I love the horse in Decatur. It's when they were working on it, and that's the thing about when they're working on it, it creates so much buzz because, you know, you see people posting like, what are they doing on such and such street? Does anybody know? What are they creating? What's it going to be? And so, you know, you tend to see people like kind of gathering around and getting video and pictures and everything. And then all of a sudden, there's this amazing piece of art that's just on the side of a building. So I have to say the horse is probably, it's probably my favorite because of just all the bright colors and just how, I mean, it's just very striking.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful and kind of maybe unique and just bold compared to the rest.
Yes, yes.
Are there any others that maybe come to mind? I know that's probably your favorite, but any others that you like?
Yeah, there's some in Huntsville that are interactive, and I love those. And it's one of the first ones that really kind of got this mural craze started, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's in Huntsville, and it's called Catalyst. And there's painting of this big bouquet of balloons. And so you can put your hand up and act like you're holding the balloons. And, you know, maybe you're getting caught up in the air with the balloons. And there's a bicycle that you can act like you're riding. And so I love those because those are so much fun that you can actually be a part of the art instead of just, you know, witness it and photograph it and everything, but you can actually be a part of it. And I love those.
Yeah, that's really fun. Tell us about some of the artists. How do they come up with these ideas? I'm sure you don't exactly know, but tell us a little bit about them because they have some creative minds, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's Decatur has a set of wings and they're Kelsey Montague wings. And it's the only set of Kelsey Montague wings in the whole state of Alabama. And when I looked her up, I loved what she said about, she said she was very interested in exploring how public art, interactive art, and social media intersect. That, you know, just people seeing it, taking pictures with it, and then posting it. And I love what she said that, she says, people have asked me where the designs come from on my illustrations. This is from her website, by the way. And she says, I wish I could give some long mystical answer, but the truth is I honestly don't know. I just know that when I start drawing, I completely lose myself in the images. And, you know, that's kind of her process there. And she's worked with a lot of national brands like Old Navy and Nordstrom, Bumble, Saks Fifth Avenue, Wayfair, Capital One, Coca-Cola, Carly Rae Jepsen. I mean, the list just, I started writing those down to talk about it. And I was like, I can't even write all these down. There's so many amazing brands.
And I've heard of all of those too. So that must mean something.
So she's done, you know, work for a lot of them. There's a man who lives in Huntsville and he's a Huntsville native too, but his name is Johnny Moore and he's created several beautiful murals in the Huntsville area. And one is this, it's next to Straight to Ale Brewery in Huntsville. And it's this African-American woman. She's very striking and she's got on like this astronaut helmet and it says space is our place because Huntsville, of course, is known for Space and Rocket Center and NASA and all that. But yeah, he was an Alabama A&M student and he had lobbied for African-American art to be reinstalled. And so that's where he found the direction of his art was just, you know, in this purpose of creating beauty, you know, African-American beauty all over Huntsville. So I thought that was really cool as well.
Yeah, I love his where he got his inspiration. That's unique.
Yeah. And there's another, I mentioned Adam Stevenson. There's another mural in Decatur called Homecoming. And it's this beautiful girl in the mural and she's holding a pink flower. And he created that to honor his sister who had passed away like 13, 14 years ago. And so that one was just kind of honor her memory. And so I love those stories of, you know, where they find their inspiration and, you know, whether it's family, their heritage, you know, or whether it's just, hey, I start drawing and this comes out, you know?
Yeah, that happens. Beautiful. Well, I love that. Is there any other facts or things that we should know about the mural trail?
Absolutely. You can win prizes when you go and visit these murals.
I mean, who doesn't that makes love, it fun.
Right? But we have a digital passport and it's on our website and it's not an app, so it's not going to take up space on your phone or anything, but you download this digital passport on your phone and it'll give you all of these murals and you can go. And when you check in, of course, you have to be there because it's, you know, gonna pick up your GPS location there. And so you'll check in. And when you check in to 25, you can earn prizes. So the more that you check into, you know, after 25, you check in to 50 and so on. And we've got t-shirts and caps and bags and stickers. So it's not only just a fun way to get out and see art and be a part of it, but you can also win prizes.
That is so fun. Well, that should be very motivating. I've heard that there are some murals that kind of commemorate the music scene in North Alabama. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. In Athens, there's also a mural in the Athens Merchants Alley that is of Brittany Howard, who is the lead singer for the Alabama Shakes. And Brittany has an amazingly powerful voice. And so it's this beautiful picture of her just belting out her tunes. And she's originally from Athens. She's filmed a couple of her videos for her songs in Athens. So she even came back to see the unveiling of the mural that was done for her. So she's still pretty active in her community. And it's just a good way to honor someone who made it big.
I love that. Another great way that this mural trail honors history and the people in the community. That's great.
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Well, are there any last thoughts that you have for us today about the North Alabama Mural Trail?
Get out and see them and earn prizes. But also, when you get out, take your pictures with them, you know, selfies, whatever, post them. And we've got a hashtag that we want people to use. It's hashtag North AL Murals. And so that way we can see all of your pictures and share some of them on our social media. So that's a fun way to get even more pictures out there of all the amazing murals.
Perfect. Well, I absolutely loved learning about the murals in North Alabama today. It's been really fun chatting with you, Malia.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and Malia Hames, and produced by Relic.